Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchitis for Amichu and Aaron Ashlock. This goes to the VA on 5/12/26. Mr. Ashlock performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 1/20/26. There's been no change period in paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Stephen Kunkel, Kunkel. And this goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 5/12/26. Mr. Kunkel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, but still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 12/3/25. No significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 5/12/26, Mr. Mitchell performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 512 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Anthony Riccardi. This goes to Dr. Anna Praylor, P-R-A-Y-L-O-R, on 5/12/26. Mr. Riccardi performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 441 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 98% period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.